Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 84 and verse 10. A single day in your courts is better than 1,000 anywhere else. I would rather be a gatekeeper in the house of my God than live the good life in the homes of the wicked. I wonder if you've ever experienced homesickness. I certainly have. I love the years I spent in India, and my Indian friends couldn't have been kinder or more welcoming. But there was still a deep longing to see my family and friends and to experience cold weather. At the time, the phone connection between India and the UK was very poor, and in 2 years, I only managed to make one incredibly expensive call to my parents. The line was very crackly, it was very difficult to hear anything, but there were tears rolling down my cheeks as I heard their distant voices. I think the only information we shared that could clearly be heard was them telling me that it was raining in Essex, and me informing them that it was hot in India. The psalmist was thoroughly homesick when he wrote this particular psalm. The home that he longed to be in was the temple. We don't know why he was unable to get there, but he couldn't have described his anguish more powerfully. He wrote, "I long, yes, I faint with the longing to enter the courts of the Lord. With my whole being, body and soul, I'll shout joyfully to the living God." Clearly, the temple itself was incredibly precious to the psalmist, but his longing was to be close to God. He spoke of the joy of those whose strength comes from the Lord, and then movingly described the way that even when they walk through the valley of weeping, it will become a place of refreshing springs. Even the worst experiences of life can be miraculously transformed when we place our lives into God's hands. No wonder the psalmist concluded that it would be better to have the lowest job of all in the presence of God than to have all power and wealth and live at a distance from God. The psalmist's words are a good reminder for all of us of the incredible blessing and privilege of spending time with God. So let me ask you a question. How important is it to you to spend time with God? And now let's pray together. Lord God, we praise you for the blessing of living in your presence. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.